Thank you, Ethel. The reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians 13. Probably a lot of people know this chapter very well. It's probably read it at many weddings. And we'll read it from 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, but if I have a faith that can move mountains, but I have not got love, I have nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I am nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, and it is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs, and love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always preserves. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease, and where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. And when I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, and then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Jim can take the children's talk.
Right, we've got something here. I hear some little noises up the back there, so there must be something else around there. Right, now, today Doug was telling me he's going to share on what is love. Well, this is the beginning of a big section of time that we're going to be talking about love. Now, I've got a picture here. Do you recognise anybody in that photo?
Prince Harry
and Megan. Right, yes. Now, why would I, do you think I might have a picture of them? Why are they all dressed up like that? And they got married. Right. Yep, and they've got lots of kids around them there too, haven't they? And it's a pretty flash room that they're sitting in. And people, when they get married, they often have a special photographer to come along and take their pictures of them all dressed up and with all their family, don't they? And you kids probably got pictures of your mum and dad getting married, have you? On the wall at home? I know we have. Right, no. Here you have. Right. So, it quite often happens that way anyway. Yeah. Now, the next question is, why did they get married? Got any ideas why they might have decided to get married? Because they loved each other. That's why they decided to get married. That's exactly right. I will put that down there at the moment. Now, yeah, they wanted, and when you get married, you make a commitment to each other. And so you say special vows, which say, I will never leave you. I'm going to put away everybody else and I'm just going to focus on you and stay with you and be committed to you until I or you die. And the other thing is that you commit to is that you'll encourage and nurture that other person as well and do all that's best for them. So they were in love with each other, and so they decided to, before everybody else, say these, make these vows, so that everybody would know that they wanted to be committed to each other. Now, John read to us from the Bible this morning, and it was 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it talks a bit about love. So I'm just going to read what a little bit of what John read, and it says, love is patient. Are you always patient? Sometimes. Yep, I think we're all patient sometimes. Love is kind. Are we always kind? Yeah, good. I'd like to hear this. And it does not boast. So boast is when you, you know, you say proud things and I can be, I'm better than you. I can do this and you can't. You boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. So it doesn't pull other people down. It's not self-seeking. So if you're not self-seeking, you're always seeking the good of the other person. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. That's interesting, isn't it? Do mum and dad keep record of your wrongs sometimes? They say, you do that again, three times and you're off to bed. Is it? Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and something here, always preserves, and love never fails. And that's pretty impressive what love is. Now, who do you have somebody that you know loves you? Anybody? Your parents? Does your mum and dad love you? They do. That's pretty cool. Wow. You can know what love is about. They're committed to you. They love you because you are theirs. They've had you. And they want what's best for you. And so that's part of love, isn't it? It always seeks the better for other people. Your parents want the best for you. So my suggestion is that you go back to your mum and dad now, give them a hug, and say, thank you for loving me. Do you think you could do that? Right. Very good. Right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for that you have given us your love, that you seek our best, that you seek our good, that you are not angry with us, but that you keep no record of our wrongs. Help us to remember that each day, and help us to remember to say thank you to you, to come before you to say that each day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.